For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Diamonds on my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. If you try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 323 of 4th and John. Welcome to the post-game pod. You know, we haven't had a post-game pod in a minute because we're usually at the game, so we thought we would turn on the mics and let it rip. Shout out to you guys that are sticking around for this live chat. It's been an eventful day. Like, again, our last podcast, we started off with, on paper, the Eagles should outmatch this Bears squad. But at the end of the day, the game has to be played. And then, you know, you talk about the elements today, a cold weather game. You know, things can happen. Fumbles can happen. Miles Sanders has his first fumble this season. Jalen Hurts is throwing interceptions at a rate that he hasn't all season. So at the end of the day, you know, this squad came back and persevered. You know, a lot of sloppy play. But, hey, you know, the one thing that looked pretty off is the play calling offensively was a little weird. You think about this, you know, this Bears front, 16 sacks on the whole season. You know, how are you not, like, you know, doing damage like the way we think you can? But, you know, overall, you know, there were some big throws that were made by Jalen Hurts. I mean, Jalen Hurts on the day, man, he put up 300-plus yards. On the ground, he had three touchdowns. So I thought Jalen Hurts played pretty well. But overall, I'm a little – I think I was a little shaken in the first half. But going in the second half, they found a way to win, and that your Eagles are 13-1.
And what you just said at the end right there is the most important part, Gil. I mean, 13-1, it's lining up right now for an excellent Christmas Eve. We could all have a nice gift wrapped under our tree, division on Christmas Day if we end up pulling it off first to Cowboys. We control our own destiny right now. Primo, how you doing? I see you're in enemy territory. Tell your brother I said happy birthday.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, my bad. I'm definitely in enemy territory. I apologize for that bullshit in the background. But, yeah, man, here, you know, Gail, I heard you mention you were a little nervous, and we were texting back and forth throughout the game. Definitely nothing to be nervous about. I mean, it was a sloppy game. It was a nail biter, but, you know, hey, at the end of the day, we pulled off the W. A win is a win. It's kind of like Hollis would say, regardless, a win is a win. But on the other end, over here,
put the camera on him.
Dougie P still has some hate in his heart.
No, he doesn't like when I do that. He doesn't like when I do that. So I'm not going to piss my brother off. It's his birthday. You know what I mean? I'm trying to keep smiles on his face. But yeah, over here, it ain't too great over here.
No, and that's understandable. I mean, it ended up being the best case scenario. Like you said, a win is a win, but it, like, even though we were down in that game, even though it was a sloppy ass game, we went into halftime with the lead. We ended up, I never really, if I'm being honest with you, I didn't think we were going to lose that game. I wasn't as nervous as Gail seemed to be. But I'm not going to lie, after Jalen ended up, if we had those turnovers, we had the interceptions, Miles Sanders ends up fumbling the ball. At that point, you know, my heart stopped a little bit. But I will say that this Eagles team has a way of just being able to pull one out, man. You know, Jalen Hurts has been winning all year, and that's exactly why we're 13-1.
Yeah, if there was any little thing to be a little nervous about, honestly, it's just the play calling, the way Jalen was running that ball, the way he was getting hit. I mean, we're talking about 15-degree weather, probably might have even been colder over there. And we're also talking about 300-plus-pound guys falling on this dude. Like, it was scary, you know what I mean? So that was the only thing that I was just worried about. But other than that, you know, hey.
I think this game, honestly, was full of a bunch of individual spark plugs, too. I mean, you look at DeVonta Smith in the first half, and he was like the only guy on the Eagles offense that was able to really keep it going. He had over 100 yards going into halftime, some great catches. You look at Hassan Reddick, who was, you know, just on fire in the first half as well. I feel like these guys really created a little spark plug for us. And listen, man, I'm sitting here saying, I texted you guys, Fletch should have fell on that ball. That Justin Fields run, as ridiculous as it was, as many missed tackles as there were, that was an insane run.
Like, I think Fletch is thinking about that Washington game where he picked up the fumble and ran it back for a touchdown. I believe it was the Washington game. But again, you know, just talk about those little moments, man. You know, that defensive line was eating all the way around. You talk about Hargrave, two sacks. You talk about Sweat, two sacks. And then Hassan with two sacks and a fumble recovery. Those guys were getting it done. And when you needed plays, but you know, just thinking about our offensive MVP while we're at it, who are you giving your offensive MVP to?
To be honest with you, it was going to be Smitty just based off that first half. I didn't even realize until the end of the game how many yards AJ had been putting up, man. Like, he had just been putting it together. I feel like we got to lean AJ Brown now, because as far as Jalen Hurts, this wasn't his best. Being real, I mean, there were some ugly throws out there. I'll give him the exception that there was some crazy weather elements going on, but I got to lean AJ.
AJ Brown, he had 16 targets today. He had 9 receptions, 181 yards on the day. His longest play of the day was 68 yards. You mentioned DeVonta Smith, eight targets, 5 receptions, 126 yards, 45 yards for his longest. I think, those guys, you know, they put up some yards. I think we have to go AJ. Devontae was nice.
All right, look, I mean, you see what I'm rocking. I'm gonna go with Devontae. And the reason why is because, yeah, AJ might have had more yards, but bro, there was at times Smitty got us out of some big plays that he made. You know what I mean? So it was some third down conversions. It was, you know, trying to get that short yardage, and it was some big plays pulled off by him. So I'm gonna go with Smitty. Again, also because I'm rocking the Smitty shirt today. I was really confident about him today.
I also want to point out there, too, as good of a game as A.J. Brown had, and I'm not trying to poo-poo on that, there was, like, either one or two drops in that game that, like, you know, was a crucial drop. And I thought about Smitty, and I was like, Smitty would have got that ball.
So we're going with Smitty defensively. Let's who you got defensively?
I have to go Hassan Reddick, man. I mean, like I said, the spark plug that he provided, he had that fumble recovery as well in the second half. He was just all over the place. He was winning on every snap. He was causing pressures even when he wasn't getting, you know, sacks. It has to be Hassan for me.
And it's not because he went to Temple, right?
And it's Temple Zone. Yeah, exactly. Like I was about to say, it's Temple Zone. And it's kind of crazy, too. I mean, I know people keep floating that stat out there about he is the only NFL player in history to have 10 sacks on 3 different teams. And I think that just goes as a testament to how dominant of an athlete that he is, that he's able to just win in any particular scheme that you throw him in.
Yeah, bro, I'm going to ride the Hassan train as well. I mean, he was all over the place. Key plays, key sacks. On top of that, I think he needs to talk to Fletch during the week and let him know how it is to fall on the ball, especially when it's fumbled. All right. I know you mentioned the pickup and the return that he had against Washington, bro. I think Fletcher's only allowed once a year, if it ever happens. So that time already came, went. There was no way he was going to go ahead and get a second one, especially on that one play. So, I mean, for him not falling on that ball was kind of like frustrating. But, yeah, Hassan all day, man. He was all over the place.
People checking in the chat. Tim says, Reddick just had so much consistent pressure. AJ Jones calling him Thin Diesel. Is that a new nickname? Thin Diesel.
I like that.
Mark says Seven was on a mission. Jonathan gives it number seven.
We were talking right before we went live though too about other guys that kind of were on a mission. I don't want it to go unnoticed. My man Kayvon Wallace had a game today, man. Kayvon Wallace came up with some big hits. I'm not saying that, all is well at the safety position, and I'm feeling great. But he definitely stepped up today, man. Kayvon has to get his flowers.
I think we also have to give Dougie P some flowers today for what he accomplished. He was like the 12th man today, just off the top rope with the elbow to the neck to the Cowboys. I will mention Kayvon Wallace. You talk about Wallace coming up big today, just being serviceable. I also want to give a shout out to Justin Fields had a tremendous game, dude.
When
there's nothing left to that offensive unit, Justin Fields was balling today.
Exactly, and that's what I just think about with the future. I know that they have absolutely a ton of cap space available for next season. I think the most by anybody by a long shot. And you just look at Justin Fields, who is definitely going to be their quarterback of the future. You put an offensive line in front of him, and we talked about going into this game. He was minus Darnell Mooney, and he was minus Chase Claypool. So I think despite all that, him being able to – that was my one concern going into this game, was being able to contain Justin Fields. And, the Eagles did the best job that they can, but he still, got it done running against us.
How about Feast with Pete with the elbow to the neck? Come on, man. Kayvon Wallace showed up. He showed up. That's all you can ask for at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm gonna be one to go ahead and definitely give Kayvon some props. I mean, he had some huge hits today. I did see that, and I was pretty much giving him his props as I'm watching the game here with the family and everything. I'm like, this is one guy that I can't stand the way he plays, but today he definitely brought it. So hey, it is what it is.
What's up, Lil Luck? I see Lil Luciano. What's up, buddy?
This guy. Oh, so they're calling Devontae Smith Thin Diesel. I like that nickname. I do like that.
He's shifty, man.
Yeah, I think at times today there was moments where the meme that I didn't want to use it again today, but here we are with
I thought about it.
the Eagles out here, shooting themselves in the foot. Yeah, we're talking about when I met with Coach Jamal Singleton. I said, yo, I want to give you a hat tip, man. I said, none of your running backs have put the ball on the ground today. And that's a testament to you. And he's like, he's like, yo, come on, man. You can't say that. Like, so I ran to the podium in the room and I knocked on the wood and I was like, all right, I'm knocking on the wood. That was about 4 weeks ago. So this one's not on me.
Throwing partial blame.
I mean, ball security is a thing, man. How about Jalen Hurts, man? Taking a lot of shots today.
Took a lot of hits, and I think we all collectively, we saw our lives flash before our eyes on that one hit, man, where he was laying there, and it looked like he wasn't going to get up for a second. I'm glad that he did. And they were talking about how it looked like his shoulder, and then he ends up throwing a nice ball the following play. So, scary moments. I think it's those cold weather games too, man. Like when you're out there just frozen bodies landing on frozen ground, it's tough on you. So I think that was definitely a factor.
Now, Jonathan mentioned Smith is close to 1,000-yard season. And then we're going to have over two wide receivers over 1,000 yards and a running back over 1,000 yards. That's a major accomplishment. I think a lot of people think Smitty's going to hit that mark. I think he's close to it. But again, just thinking about games this week, you talk about Vikings, yep, who look like they're going to, they should beat the Colts. They started out and we're getting their asses kicked. Matty Ice is part of some of the biggest comebacks in NFL history. That's on his resume. And then you look at the you look at the Cowboys today against a Jacksonville team that Cowboys fan base has ridiculed Eagles over having a close game, and they lost to that team today. And then we play the Bears today, and it was a little bit of a struggle today.
I just want to mention the fan base, the Dallas Cowboys fan base. Again, not only was Michael Parsons more worried about us rather than the Jaguars, but they were also worried about us. Last night, I went out to dinner to, you know, celebrate my brother's birthday, and then I had my best friend with me, Marcus, who's also a Cowboys fan. Both of these guys straight talking about our game next week instead of worrying about today's game. And look at the outcome. That's what they get for not worrying about the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I said it clearly. I said, do not lose today. All right? You're so worried about us. Do not lose today. And, man, when that clock hit zero, yo, I gave it to my brother. I even wished him a happy birthday. I was like, there's your birthday gift right there, buddy.
Shout out to Carl Kanai in the chat.
It's not just it's not just the loss. It's the way that they lost as well. I mean, like, how many picks did Dak throw in that loss as well? They talk about Dak being this clutch guy. At least despite Jalen, we got the dub out of it. You know what I mean? He ends up throwing a pick six to lose the game. That's not very clutch, man. I don't know about that clutch gene.
After seeing the Eagles out there in that cold today, there was one point while I was sitting on my couch that I was like, maybe that was the best idea not going to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. But someone that did make the trip out to Chicago, that's a solid screen time today, man.
Oh, shout out to Chris.
Shout out to Chris on the broadcast. I saw him a bunch. He almost got his own segment, man.
Did you see what he put on a sign yet? Did anyone see that?
I didn't
say that. No. Now, I know Hollis is out there. We're trying to see if Hollis will jump on. He's out there in Chicago town. I think they're probably partying it up and getting warmed up with some hot cocoa. Let's see. People in the chat. What do we got in the chat here? De La Studio says TJ Edwards ball today.
He did play well.
He was coming up, give him some hits, trying to contain Justin Fields. Do we think Justin Fields is going to take his game to the next level with weapons next year?
He gets an offensive line and he gets a nice wide receiver in there. Absolutely. He can be a solid threat.
I agree.
Now, Rick says Hurts is a tough MF-er. Yeah, I mean, he had some solid runs today. You talk about that one run when the game was tight right before the half. The offensive line opened like the Red Sea, and Moses just walked right through. Nice little touchdown before the half. Made me feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got that lead, man. And then they come back. You talk about that Boston Scott return. I actually missed that one. And then I was like, how'd they get here? And then they score again. That was a dime of a throw to A.J. Brown.
Bro, that was right on the money, man. And Jalen has been connecting with those long balls all season, man. For a guy that was last off season going into it, this dude has been absolutely money with these long balls all season long, including today, just putting it in the only spot where his wide receivers are able to get it.
I gotta admit though, I mean, it was a 3rd and 6. You're trying to go ahead and just see the game. I just didn't understand. I mean, I know we got the playoff. I get it, but I just didn't understand why we went that deep on the 3rd and 6. I mean, I thought I'm not hating, bro. Cause I mean, because I can't be biased, because at the same time, I'm over here questioning the Dallas Cowboys play. You see, they went for a long play to Noah Brown, who ended up, you know, missing the catch.
But they're not as good as us.
You're right. I apologize to you, Evan.
Now, Heath chimes in. He says, are we going to have a close game on Christmas Eve? I think, you know, these teams did the Cowboys and Micah Parsons overlook the Jacksonville Jaguars to think about the Philadelphia Eagles, perhaps, because they took an ass whooping today. And I think Christmas is all on the line. Not only you take an L, but you take an L on Christmas. And no fan base, especially ours, is trying to take no L on Christmas. So
it's not any type of L too, Gale. I mean, don't undersell. This is for the division. Eagles win this game next week. That is a division sealed under Archer.
But nobody wants to see it as well. Nobody wants to lose Christmas either, man. Like, Christmas is a joyous occasion. Mm. You cannot catch an L on Christmas because you're fucking up the vibes.
I agree.
We won't. I'm not speaking that into existence, but I feel like I'm feeling good.
CJ available next week?
Or is he should be. Dallas should be good.
We get CJ and Dallas Goedert back. That would be
looks that way.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Avante Maddox played well today, too. I want to say that for a guy that was back from the IR. He played well today.
Let's see. What else you got in the chat?
Darren with the correction. Next week is for the number one seed. We lock it up next week. My apologies.
I think Dallas is going through it right now. You talk about a team that struggled against in back-to-back weeks, Texans, Jacksonville. I mean, they're at this point in time, they are struggling. I know obviously the Cowboys and Eagles is a huge rivalry and everybody gets up for that type of game, but they're struggling right now. So, not that I care. I'm just saying. Just being factual.
And do you think how much heat do you think this week Michael Parsons ends up catching from the media? Do you think there's anything there? Do you think his fans will let him have it, or do you think that he's going to get the free ride?
I think he's
the best player on the team.
Yeah, I mean, best player aside, it's just a dumbass. No leader of a team is going to give another team bulletin board material when you don't have to. You don't have to do that. Exactly. He should know better than that. He should know better than that. Mark asks, "How is the mood in the house, Prime?"
Right now the mood is kind of quiet, and now you got me pushing buttons over here trying to get them to lower down the TVs, the games that they're watching. So, yeah, luckily my brother's being very nice, so I'm gonna take advantage of him being nice right now.
He should be running naked 110s outside, man.
Did you want to make all those comments you just made right now? Can I turn the camera towards you? No. All right. I tried. He's not beat.
Bob says, "Hey lads, how nice do our sack numbers look? 50 sack season."
Whoop. Yes. I also, we were talking about our 1,000-yard guys on offense. I also wanted to bring that up is our 10 sack guys on this defensive line, man. I mean, right now we've got Hassan Reddick at 12. We have Javon Hargrave at 10. And then I'm pretty sure that Sweat is, 9.5 now? Yeah, he's at 9.5 sacks right now. So we are probably going to end up having 3 10-sack guys. For a team that, you know, we haven't had a 10 sack guy since Michael Bennett. And before that, can you even remember before Michael Bennett?
Yeah. I mean, how many did Trent Cole have?
Babin, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, Babin. Babin had 18.
I think it might have been Babin. Yeah, I think it might have been
Babin. 18. Another mark here. Jalen Hurts becomes the youngest QB in NFL history, start 13-1. He breaks the record for the most rushing touchdowns in a season by a quarterback. and ties the Eagles' record for most touchdowns in a single season. Shout out to Jeff Skaversky for that. And I mean, again, sometimes these wins can be ugly, but at the end of the day, when you're stacking dubs and winning in different environments and winning in different ways, he had to get three on the ground. He got three on the ground.
I want to take an opportunity. I mean, I know that we have been, giving Prime's brother a hard time over the Cowboys' loss. I mean, this is my buddy Brent here, who is the resident Bears fan in my friend group. And, I hope you enjoyed that game today, man. Hope you enjoyed that game. And console yourself in that high draft.
Somebody keeping receipts on you, bro.
I didn't even say that. He's just trying to stir shit.
What else here? Shout out to Positive Philly Productions. What up, fellas? Can't wait for next week against them boys on Christmas Eve. Yeah, I'm excited for that. I mean, a lot of my family members have all been checking. They've been waiting for this game for weeks now, for weeks. Now, Danny chimes in. He says, Hurts needs to stop getting hit so much. I think this is a collective thought. I think people are like, why is Sirianni putting Hurts in such tough situation? Like, do we have to run him on some of those? I think he took a hit by, I think it was 99. He had to put all his weight on him on that play.
Again, I think because of the cold in Chicago today, it looked like it definitely hurt a whole lot more than what he normally gets hit. So, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. Nice couple ice baths this week. He should be good to go.
He's going to be in Dallas's dome next week. They'll be absolutely fine. I agree with Prime. I think that the bigger factor was just the fact that nobody was feeling great out in that weather out there today. I mean, it was tough with that, with how cold it was, landing on the ground like that. And the culmination of how many hits he has taken throughout the game, obviously it's all going to add up.
Look at Todd booking things into existence. He's already booked his hotel in Deptford, New Jersey for the divisional round playoff game.
Let's go. Smart move.
Smart.
Okay.
Shout out to the Marriott squad. Rick says he can't wait to hear Shannon talk shit to Skip. I think Skip is he's a low-key Hurts fan. So I feel like, you know what I'm saying? He's feeling a certain way about his Cowboys right now. I don't like, yeah. I hate Skip anyway.
Yeah, I hate him. I hate even doing this.
Now, Darren G says something that we mentioned earlier today. Play calling today was awful. If we play like this next week and don't run the ball with our running backs instead of just our QB, we could let it slip.
Yeah, I mean, the play call today wasn't the best it's been all season, but it's something like the play call the Eagles have had all year is something that we've talked about how strong they are. So I can't really sit here and be super concerned about it. We ended up having a bad week this week. We might have even got caught up in all the Micah Parsons talk where we ended up started looking ahead to next week rather than focusing on this week. But it doesn't matter because we got it done. And I think if we just lock in like we have been all season long and have had good play calling all season long, I think we'll be good for next week.
I think so. Anthony says Christmas Eve is going to be electric in every Eagles fan's household across the world. Hopefully everyone has got their Christmas shopping done, Christmas gifts done. I, for one, haven't started yet.
Yes. No, wow. I am. I got a little bit done, but I have most of my way to go.
That is pretty bad.
Let's see. Shout out to Michael. Shout out to Michael. What's up, y'all? Now, Kevin says, I think we have all sorts of stuff saved up our sleeve for playbook-wise for Dallas. I think, this is the one game that Eagle fans have circled on their calendar. And that the executives, the owner, the GM, they all have this game circled prior to the season even started.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all about beating Dallas sometimes, and especially when they're your number one competitor at this moment.
Yeah, they are. But I think that the way the momentum swings, we're coming off of a nice little win streak right here. They're coming off a pick six. To throw it up. They got their backs against the walls next week, man. So it's do or die time for them for the division. So
he says no shots fired in Ev's hood today.
Hey man, I don't know why we're jinxing it.
I was surprised you didn't share that video.
I don't really think it's something to share.
Nah,
yeah, there was people on the other end of those noises that were, nobody got hurt. Thankfully, nobody got hurt. Let me preface by saying that, but I mean, that's a tragic moment for a lot of people.
Yeah, snitches get stitches.
Damn straight, bro.
I was like, never mind. We'll change something. Ev, put some bulletproof glass in those windows after that.
Yeah. I keep that thing on me.
Michael, with a legit question, we have to win next week to claim the NFC East. I thought today if we won and the Cowboys lose, we clinched the East. Just curious.
We have to win next week to claim the – yeah.
No, we have to win next week to clinch the East and the number one spot.
And the number one spot. Oh, fuck. So to win next week.
Did you get my brothers in the back?
Yeah, I don't even know what like he's got to stand on either, to be honest with you. I mean, rough day. It just sounds like
you know what? If my brother's gonna get mad at me, Like, come on,
let's talk about it. It sounds like pure emotion.
Happy birthday, Will.
Let's talk about it. Hold up.
Happy birthday. First of all.
Hey, Gail.
I'm listening.
So whichever one wants to make a bet, I got to go.
Could hardly hear you,
we can't hear you, my guy.
Hold on. Let me fix the audio. Hold on, bro. Hold on. My bad.
Technical difficulties in the Concepcion house.
Two brothers sharing earwax. Two brothers.
All right.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Can you hear him?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a bet for either one of you guys.
What's up?
So next week, I'll get on your show wearing Eagle shit if we lose. Or you both put on the cowboy hat the whole show.
Oh, this guy.
The whole show is
a little much.
I mean, like, what's we mean? Got the show. You
okay.
You,
you know okay, I mean? Okay. Like, all right, not the whole show. At least 10 minutes.
Well, we're not going to lose anyway, so yeah, we'll make this.
I think we can
come to a compromise for that.
I'm glad you feel that way. So I'll come on with Eagles gear on.
Okay.
If we lose. What do you guys think?
I'm in.
You're in. Yeah, what do you think? Don't feel so. Are you?
I said we're not losing anyway. So
okay, yeah. All right.
I look forward to seeing you again next week. Enjoy your
absolutely.
Birthday.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Good luck to you guys.
Take care.
All right.
Deal. Interesting.
Oh man, I'm gonna feel disgusting buying that in the store if I had to buy that. I might pull one of those masks out of retirement just to go in there and buy it.
We ain't going to talk about it because he's going to be wearing Eagles gear next week. So it don't matter.
Steve says, do you even read the comments? We just read the comments, Steve. Holla. What you got, man? What you got on it? What question you got? What comment do you have? We'll bring it up. There's a lot of comments. So we try and read out all of them. Michael echoes the same sentiment I had. I'm feeling good.
I am as well. I mean, we got the momentum, like I said.
So Steve says, we should have thrown more slants since they worked more than any other play. Your thoughts, by the way, if you think otherwise, you're wrong. I saw that play on to Devontae Smith. I would have worked Devontae Smith in the slot earlier, just like you saw him when he broke that, 40-something yard playoff. I thought, why not keep working that middle?
No, I agree with you, but you also look at that one. And first of all, I want to preface this by saying I agree with what Steve is saying. I think we should have worked some more slants in there. But you look at the one interception that Hurts had on the throw to Quez. I think Quez should have kind of taken a better angle at that ball. He kind of had a soft break there, and I think that if he put his foot in the ground and cut harder, he would have had a better position on that ball.
I was just thinking that throughout the whole game. I was like, we should just be attacking the middle right now.
Yeah.
But again, I mean that cold weather, like people act like it doesn't matter. Like if you've never played in a cold weather game as a wide receiver or like a running back or a quarterback, it's a cold weather game is another element. It just is what it is. Like
you ended up seeing the end of that Buffalo game last night as well, too, right? Did you guys, is that a new rule with the, you can't touch the ball with a towel or something like that? You're only allowed to clear the field with your hands. I'm not sure if you guys saw that whole thing.
Has that always been
a thing, or is that a new thing that you can only use? I don't know, man.
You know just as much as I do. A lot of rules.
You guys remember the Patriot game where they came out with the dude came out with the plow and plowed the field before the kick? You remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Go back and watch. They were like, "Yo, you can't do that." The dude just came on the field like plowed the snow off so he could make the kick.
Dude was just chilling with the snowblower on the side.
Now, Ricky, with puffing his chest, he says, honestly, at this point, who can really stop us in the NFC? I just think we showed that meme earlier, the shoot yourself in the foot meme.
Yeah.
We can stop ourselves, talking about turnovers, something that the Eagles don't normally do. We talk about how many turnovers did Jalen have all season, and then he threw two picks today.
I mean, he had three picks going into this game.
Exactly.
Five for the year. He threw more than half of the picks he's thrown all season long. I think that it was just one of those. I really do think that it's possible that the Micah Parsons comments had gotten in the heads a little bit of the Eagles locker room. I'm glad that the Eagles were able to pull it out, but I feel like we came out really flat against the Bears, and I want to throw a lot of blame on the weather, but you can only blame the weather so far, man. I think that ultimately the Eagles' heads weren't ultimately fully in this game, but we were the better team, and that's why we ended up on top.
Now, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, well, one, to answer Michael's question, yeah, that is my baby brother. He is really my brother. Cowboys fan, got dropped a few times, so I apologize about that. But I agree, Evan. It definitely, you can't put it all on the weather. I mean, it was sloppy. But all I could just say is that I'm glad we got it out of the way today and not, have it being shown next week on the game that we really need. So get it out of the way, get all the rust, come back, get your thoughts and your game plans together and get ready for next week.
Yeah. That first pick, Bob brings up how those Hurts picks, they were atrocious plays. And I agree with the quiz one especially, but I really think ultimately that first interception, that was a bad ball by Hurts, man. I mean,
it was forced.
It definitely was. He doesn't have those bad balls often, and he bounced back from it with some nice dimes later in the game, but it was a bad ball. It happens.
Right.
Poor decision. He doesn't really make that many poor decisions, but we'll chalk that one up as a poor decision, and I'm sure he'll agree with us. Darren G says, okay, not trying to look past next week, but we lock up the number one seed next week. How do we play the final two games? Maybe like preseason, play the starters for a couple series to keep them loose, and then let the second stringers get some action or play the starters throughout one and rest them the last, or what say you? I'd say you got to keep these guys in the right mindset, keep them motivated. I think playing the Saints, we all know that the top five pick is in play. So it's obviously important to Howie and the front office to keep that pick where it is. I think as the game continues and you feel comfortable, that's when you start taking starters out. Again, it's the Saints. Saints have been – they've had a ton of issues. But, again, when you're the number one team in the league, teams will play you their hardest.
I honestly am in sitting in a position where it's a play by ear sort of situation, man. I mean, we're sitting here at 13-1. You have to, if we end up winning, that's obviously a factor. You go into the Saints game, I think that you have to play the starters just based off of that draft position that you talked about. If you were to take your foot off the gas, it would be for the Giants game when it wouldn't mean anything. But ultimately, if we get all the way there, we're sitting there at 15-1 going into this Giants game. I'm greedy, dude. I want 16 wins. I want to go 16-1 this year. Dude, can we just address, first of all, Father Malcolm? He came out here and we laughed about a 17-0 prediction on the year. I'm realistically talking about a possible 16-1 finish here. My man had the crystal ball. No.
Yeah. Let's see. We got a couple more games to play. We'll see how it plays out. John Lightfoot says, is anyone concerned with Jalen's shoulder? He looked okay throwing the ball after that hit, but his reaction with Pam Oliver after the game has me wondering how banged up he really is. I think this is the first time in a while we've seen him get up. So took him a minute to get up.
Yeah, and to be honest, everything that happened post-game I kind of missed. I saw the end of the Dallas game, and that's kind of where my attention was, and then just hopped right on here. So anything that was said post-game press conference-wise, I didn't catch that yet.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
See, Heather says, because of the Army, I live in Texas, but just know I'm driving around all week like F Dallas. It's now Beat Dallas week. Go Birds. I mean, it is officially now Dallas week.
It is. It is. We're not looking ahead. It's not some sort of trap game. Everybody had it circled on their calendar. We know what's coming. Will, I hope you're ready. Hope you hear me. That Eagles gear is going to look fly on you, bro. You might end up changing your mind. Green might look good on you.
Now, now Tim says Miles' number needs to be called more consistently going forward. On the day, Miles Sanders had 11 attempts today, only 42 yards. I felt like you had to get him going early. I think, you know, being the fact that we have the number one air quotes offensive line in the league, let them. No, I mean, you know, that's they say. So let them do that.
I would say it with your chest if I were you.
But I'm saying they say,
but you're you.
Well, I know what I say.
I'm nitpicking.
Yeah, you are nitpicking. I'm just saying that let them eat. Yeah. Your coach is out here saying this is the best offensive line. Let them eat then. Yeah. Let them prove that. It's a cold weather game. You want to run the ball? This is what you do in the cold weather. Let them do that.
Yeah. And it felt like there was some There was some. I remember one good Kenny Gainwell play. I'm looking at his stats right now, and he only had 5 yards rushing and another nine through the air. So not exactly what I thought, but I do remember him having one play out of the backfield. I agree. I think that we should. This was a very wide receiver heavy game. I mean, obviously you look at what AJ Brown and Devontae Smith did, but that's what we look at with this offense. Our offense is driven by playmakers. And we have a ton of them. We've got them falling out of our pockets between Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders. So any one of those five games can, any one of those five guys can have a huge game any week. This week it was Jalen Hurts with 3 touchdowns on the ground. He had those 2 interceptions, but I mean, he made up for it with his legs.
I mean, if you have Jalen in fantasy,
I'm going against him right now in playoffs. Him and A.J. Brown is who I played against today. I'm not going to lie to you. Full disclosure, when A.J. Brown got that, like, 60-yard reception and didn't get in the end zone, I was like, all right, let's go here.
See?
Miles Sanders touchdown? I don't mind it.
See that? I don't like that, man. I don't like that.
I mean, do you think AJ ended up catching any heat on the sideline? We saw earlier this year that viral video about him, Sean Bradley came over at the end. I thought you were faster than that. Zach Pascal was giving him shit, and Devontae Smith. You think that he caught anything?
He'll get it. He'll get it, especially in meetings.
Yeah.
He definitely looked like he was slowing down.
I think if he stayed to the the outside towards the pylon and didn't cut back inside, he would have had it, honestly. But what do I know? I can't run that fast.
Now Carl says Jalen is looking the Dallas game very much to get Parsons. I think, you know, if Jalen is the serial killer that I think he is, I think he's going to show out in his home state of Texas, and being a Houston kid.
What was Parsons thinking? Talking shit on some dude that put him in the spin cycle last time he played him, man.
This is the same dude we talked about, man. These are we're talking about intangibles.
Yeah.
What was the thing where he put something out online about something that happened in high school, and it caused like a huge ruckus. Like it caused
Parsons did?
Yeah, Michael Parsons put something out on social media and it caused like a big ruckus. So, but this is what, you know.
This type of stuff he does.
Hey, he's a great player, man. Chris Long called him the defensive player of the year, but
I think he's the best player on that team. No doubt.
Tony says, rest the last week. Resting players for 3 weeks would be a risk. I think you rest that last week. I had them resting the last week. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I mean, I don't know. I'm with Evan though. I mean, if we're 15-1 and we go into that last game, I'm gonna be greedy too. I want 16-1. So you gotta keep the blood flowing in these guys. So it's a hard decision. I mean, at the end of the day, we're not the ones making the big bucks and making the decisions over there. So we'll see how it goes. But I really hope they make the wise decision by keeping the blood flowing on these guys.
Michael says, Chomsky says, to be honest, I believe if we put Minshew in at Dallas, we most likely lose. We need Hurts legs the most currently. I mean, if you listen to Chris Sims.
It's not even a thought.
If you listen to Chris Sims, he says this team can flourish without Hurts. And if Minshew's under center, just like Hurts would, which is honestly disrespect to what Hurts has done all season.
Mm-hmm.
Now Bob from Down Under says Tyron Smith or Peters trying to block Reddick. Tee hee. I think Tyron Smith is at right tackle, and what's his name? Smith is playing left tackle. It's going to be the Smith brothers on left and right tackle. No,
is Peters going to be playing guard? He's been playing guard for them all this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, they lost their starting right tackle. So
yeah.
But absolutely. I mean, Sam Reddick.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me ask a question. Let me put my brother on the spot. How did T.Y. Hilton do today? Well, wait a minute. You were last night saying that boy was going to have 7 receptions, 69 yards, and a TD. Oh, now he's waiting for us. Okay, all right. Sorry, my bad, fellas. I had a
hello, motherfucker.
Oh man, I'm right now. I'm feeling good. Right now, I'm feeling good.
I'm gonna be better prepared next week because I know I'm gonna go live here next week in this household watching that because we're having a big get together for that game. Quite a bit of Eagles fan, quite a bit of Cowboys fan. It's probably going to be even more rowdy next week, so I'm going to try my hardest, but I'm going to be better prepared, have my stuff with me so it can look a little bit more professional. And I think I might just even cover up this whole wall with an Eagles flag and everything.
Just come dressed in green, man.
It's going down, bro. It's going down.
I want to see a lot of shit talking.
Oh, yeah.
But Tim Perkins had a question talking about Evan's return. I'm doing my research on my medicals right now. As of right now, he is slated to return the last week of the season versus the Giants. Best case, Ontario.
Now, John's comment says, how big has Reddick been, though? He's playing at a crazy high level. He's one of my favorite players on this team, the way that he's assimilated so quickly, the way he's brought his A game to the table. Talk about doing something that he's got 10 plus sacks with three different teams in the last 3 years, which is phenomenal. Like, you can't ask for better production, and he's from the area, so I love it even more for him. So
Steve says, how do I get out of family dinner for Saturday? His sister invited him over. Man, it's Christmas Eve. I mean, I don't know if you can get out of that one, Steve. I'm sorry, man. I think you might be stuck.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
If you Steve. if you want excuses, I can give you one.
Gail might be driving to Dallas.
No, I'm not. I have to. I honestly, I went to a play yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Little festivities, Christmas festivities.
Was it better play calling than today?
It was a Christmas Carol. I haven't been to a play in a year. Wow. And I was like, I'm missing Chicago for this. But it was you know, you have to do what you have to do for the fam.
Of course, of course.
And it was all right. It was all right. Yeah,
I doubt if she takes that comment you just made pleasant.
Hey, I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
But anyways.
Way to make up. Way to make
up. Yeah, man. Shout out to my brother. He's Jalen is on now speaking. If anybody wants to get the play by play on that.
The thermostat is at the podium.
All right, well, look, boys, I got a lot going on here in the background. I don't want to keep on staying on mute, so I'm gonna check man. Out. I'll talk to you guys. Go Birds.
Hey, you want to give us the last word before you check it out?
13-1. Yes, yes. Stay tuned because we definitely, you know, it's Dallas week. It's finally here, so we definitely going to go ahead and spit it up on that next show. My brother is excited. He's getting ready for it. He's got a lot of hopes that they're going to pretty much come to an end next week as well. I'm going to look into a big Eagles jersey for him to go ahead and rock, so I think we're all good on that one. Yeah, other than that, stay safe, get ready, because you know we're gonna about to clinch the division and that number one seed, baby.
Say it with your chest.
Go birds. There we go. Go birds. All right, fellas. All right. I'll talk to you
later. Yeah, man. I think it's right now. You seen the way that teams are dropping easy dubs out here.
You see the Chiefs game today? I mean,
I missed that.
If we're looking super far ahead, as we can as fans and not as a locker room, towards the Super Bowl potential matchups, the Chiefs ended up going to OT. They won. But with the Houston Texans, man, Houston Texans been giving some good teams some problems over the past couple of weeks between Dallas and Kansas City today.
Now Bob says, last word, all we want for Christmas is a W in Dallas. Steve, he says, I want a good Christmas present. I think that's pretty much all I want to. Gary, checking in from overseas. No one listened to Jalen when he had asked for questions about Bears D. Okay. Drew saying that we need to finish strong. I mean, this is where you just pack it in. You know what I'm saying? You want to be the closer. You want to come in here and do your thing and close it out. I mean, it's been a hell of a season. Can you imagine, like, thinking about the beginning of the season? Like, we have seen W's after W's after W's after W's, and yet the media, even our own fans, are not happy with the way that we're winning or whatever have you. Like, I mean, I know a good majority of you are happy about the way that we're winning and dubs and everything, but at the end of the day, like, you'll hear people shout out in some local, I'm not going to even say his name, just like for no reason, you know. It's just like the team is like, how many wins do we have?
We just keep on stacking. We have 13. We got 13 wins.
Say it, but you're like 13 wins.
13 dubs.
And you got people out here thinking like, whoa.
Well, I think one of the most important things to note, like we're talking about here, I see people talking about how they were nervous today. That was not the Eagles' best game, obviously. That was one of the worst games we played all year long. We scored 25 points. I mean, we are a team that has consistently put over 25 points. And honestly, that 25 that we scored today, it didn't feel like much. it didn't feel like much because we've been putting up, you know, high 30s, high 40s the past few weeks. We put up 123 weeks over the past three games going into this game. And I feel like, you know, we're kind of taking that for granted in the fact that, you know, we still put up 25 points today. In most NFL games, 25 points is enough to get it done. And this is an offense and a team that is so good that even on their bad games, they put up 25 points and get the job done. And that is what your takeaway of this game should be. The Eagles are a very good team. They win and beat bad teams. The Cowboys can't say the same.
Now, Will says Hollis would have been proud today. Vic Fangio stunt today. I saw that the sweat play. That was nice when he came in. Yo, they were just terrorizing that interior, too. Like, Javon Hargraves on one-on-ones. You get a messed up one-on-ones. Yeah, like, bro, it's how do you block all those dudes, man?
I wish Hollis was on here when I say this, but, I mean, you can't look at a defense that has been this good right now and tell me that, you know, it's all in spite of Jonathan Gannon. I mean, he plays a factor in how this defense is, in the fact that we're leading in so many categories defensively. You can't just look at this defense and be like, that is just Vic Fangio's influence and the players' dominance. Jonathan Gannon deserves some praise there.
Hey, man, at the end of the day, man, like I said, like, that Bears unit really depleted of talent, and Justin Fields was every bit of what I expected.
Let's address it honestly. Like, we are looking at this. We've been saying going into this year, we were worried that we're not going to be blitzing enough. We, with this front and this rotation, are able to get pressure with four guys consistently. And that was a concern where people are saying, we need to blitz more. We got how many sacks today? Six, I believe. So, or was it more? Did everybody just get two? We got six plus. And that, what most of them was just created off of four-man pressures. So, like, if that's not good enough for you, I don't know what has to be done.
Yep, we had six sacks. Sweat had two. Reddick had two. Hargrave had two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, bro, I'm riding high right now.
Did you have any? Did you feel any sort of irony with that? I did. Off the post. I did too.
I did. Like you saw the kicker who was had an attempt at a 48-yard. He's like, bro, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Not today. Yeah. Not today. I'm talking about those elements. We saw Jake Elliott, who's been money, is all hell, miss a close-up kick.
Yeah, it was like 39 yards, but he, man, I mean, that was some tough wind out there. You saw when they were talking about their kicker, with Cairo Santos, I believe, and he said that no go on that. You saw him throw up the grass, and, man, that thing was – it was whipping out there, man. It really was. Looked like a nasty day. Yeah, we had the new punter holding there, Brett Kern. I think they went with a name that rhymes with Hearn because I ride for the special teams guys so hard. I think that might have been, you know, throwing a bone to me.
Drew says they tried that blitz in the red zone with an easy pitch to Montgomery. I was like, whose dude was that?
I also want to bring up, we talked about, I'm not sure if it was last show or a couple shows ago, we talked about the QB sneak and how successful the QB sneak has been for us all year long. How about that little variant for Jalen Hurts' last touchdown to just, you know, hold up, peel off, go off to the left side. It was an easy walk-in, man.
Very nice. Tim, Chicago's own, Chicago area, I believe. The Bears need to do right for Fields. He has a talent and deserves better protection at very least. Otherwise, he'll be young QB with too many injuries, stopping his potential. Bro, he can't keep up at his pace. I mean, he's got no one. Let's see. Is Bob trying to blame it on the new holder?
No, I think he was just mentioning we have a new holder.
Now, Steve says, I feel like the Bears feud on the Birds run. Jalen and Miles cutting out our run game. They're back and just covered our receivers. Look how close our catches were. Those one-on-one situations, they kind of like were definitely rolling the dice on some of those, but they were winning on some of those, a lot of those plays. I thought Johnson was playing AJ Brown as good as you possibly could. until he got hurt at the very end, I think, trying to like cover HA, but I thought he was playing pretty tough.
I agree. AJ is definitely not being. We were talking about that earlier. He slowed up. I think if he would have just kept going straight and didn't try and shake him off, he would have been fine. But
now he says, "Will Goddard go off in Dallas?" I think you're gonna just like. I think the spacing in our offense, people don't really think about what that has meant to opposing defenses. Now that Goddard is not the dude in the middle of the field that you have to draw attention to, or have safeties over top, or you know just. Or how do you bracket such players when you have so many different weapons to go to? Goddard opens up everything in the middle. I think opens up spacing on the field. So it'll be nice to get him back. Extremely nice to get him back. He's healthy at the very right time.
Yep. He's another one of those playmakers in this offense that one of those guys that can just have a big game, have a huge impact. I wouldn't mind at all if he came back and had a nice 100-yard performance.
What was that? What was Mr. My brain is slow, by the way. I'm not going to go there. Drew says they're secondary. Their secondary is underrated, hence why I thought we would run the ball more.
Yeah. Underrated. I guess. I mean, I didn't really view them as a solid threat going into this game. But, you know, they definitely had their way with us. I think that Jalen Hurts obviously had some poor decisions out there. We talked about all the different factors that led to that. But, yeah, they played well today.
But, yeah, before we get out of here, I mean, we just appreciate you guys stopping in and checking out. Obviously, you know, shout out to our people at Philly Sports Trips who were out there doing the damn thing. They were doing, you know, their tailgate. They had a great turnout. I saw some of the videos from their tailgate party. Make sure you give those guys a follow for their next trip. You know, I think let's see. We have what do we have for Philly Sports Trips coming up? We have the,
The Dallas trip, man. What are you talking about?
Let's see. No, they have their next trip is the ultimate bus trip to Brooklyn. For the Nets, my guy.
Oh.
And then they have the spring training trip Friday, March 10th, 2023. And then they have another following up spring training trip in March 16th. Make sure you follow phillysportstrips.com and get more information on their socials at sportstripsphl for more information. Want to give a shout out to Conchi Bakery for holding it down. Our next tailgate will be New Year's Day. Always a good time with Conchi Bakery, and always a good time with Bud Light. Always providing.
Had a few of those today to make it feel like I was in the lot.
Do you have one on hand?
I killed them all, as a matter of fact.
But last word, Ev, before we get out of here, leave us with something.
Man, it was ugly. I enjoyed it from the warmth of my heated apartment and on the couch today. But, you know, Eagles took care of business. Dallas did not. Dougie P just throwing us that bone. We'll always have that soft spot in our heart for Doug Peterson. But he handled business today, as did the Eagles. We are 13-1. We seal the number one seed and the division next week with a win. It couldn't be more poetic. I think we handle business. Go Birds.
Following up, I'm just like, I have big news coming. I'm just not ready yet.
I know. I don't know if you want to drop it now.
I have big news. It's just, it's coming soon.
You see, you're fucking with the fans now. What were you doing?
No, I'm just saying it's just personal news. But yeah, it's just if my mind seems all over the place, it's because it is. but yeah, man, great dub, man.
You won't guess. You're not gonna
guess. You will never guess. You will never ever guess what news I'm. It's. You will never guess. It'll be good. I just have to do some. I have to clarify.
It's good news. It's good news.
Oh man! No! You'll never guess. You would never get this guess this in a million years. But yeah. Anyway, I'm feeling good, man. We got a dub. It's especially Dallas week. I think everyone needs to now focus on Dallas. Anyone who's saying don't focus on Dallas because we got Chicago. Now is the time to focus on Dallas. I think it's right around time for Christmas. I hope everyone has some great holidays leading, you know, whatever you celebrate. I'll be celebrating Christmas with the fam. Christmas Eve is going to be off the chain.
Absolutely.
Opening some presents, watching the Cowboys get their asses kicked. I'm excited.
Looking forward to it, man.
Shout out to Hollis. I think he's out there on the streets. I was trying to get him on, but we'll get him on the next pod. But as always, thank you for sticking around in the chat. We'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.